They were telling everyone to go home and leave their business, but I said, no, I'm not going, because I'm not going to have them destroy my shop. So I stand outside and I just seen the whole lot coming down like a bunch of Zulus. So I just put my arms up. They were coming with hammers, all sorts of things. And I just said, you're not touching my shop. That's it. And I was effing and blinding, of course. Well, the language they understand. And that was it. They just stand there looking at me thinking I was mad.
How many of them were there?
God, about 200, 300. About 300, 400 kids. They were just like, honest, I've never seen anything like it.
Hundreds of them?
Hundreds of them. There was just, you should have seen them. They just sound like a bunch, like when you watch the Zulu film coming.
And it's just you standing there?
It was me. Yes, my daughter was inside screaming for me to get out, get inside, and I wouldn't. I said, no. I said, if I leave, move from outside, they were just going to smash the windows up anyway. So I just stand there, and they just left it in my shop and went next door and smashed his shop instead.
Why did you behave in this way?
Listen, I've come from afar to have this shop. It's a long story, but I'm here. And I don't think some lowlife who don't want to work, who wants everything given to them, should just come along and destroy my shop in 5 minutes. No way in hell.
How long have you had the shop?
2 years, Neil. Two years.
And how hard has it been getting the business up and running?
It's been hard as well. I mean, with the bus station closing down, we lost half our trading straight away within 6 months of opening the shop. So I couldn't afford for all this to happen now. And insurance don't cover, I don't think insurance cover for rioters anyway.
So you stood your ground and they started attacking other shops?
Yeah, I bloody well stand my ground. I told them, just leave my shop. I don't, in no unturned word. I give them the language they're used to. They're used to nothing better. We all suffer. We all grown up with nothing. We all come from the same place. We have to struggle for what we have and work hard. It's not easy, but get a job. If you want trainers, go and damn well buy them. You'll appreciate it more as well if you're flipping pay for them. But not just sitting there going to smash somebody's business up because it's for fun. For fun? It was just for fun. It's no protest. There was having no protest.
When did the police come?
They never came. They stand up down there. They were just standing at the bus station just watching everything. They never came. They just stand there. They see everything. They wouldn't move from where they was.
What have they said to you?
Said nothing. They said nothing. I was just standing there by myself. Nobody came. They watched what was happening, but I wasn't going to move either.
What have your customers been saying to you?
They said good on me for standing for what I believe in. Some little yobs with no life. They got life. Where are the parents? These kids, some of these kids was about nine-year-old kids with these bloody grown men standing there as well, encouraging these kids to do all this rubbish what they were doing yesterday. It makes you sick when you see the damage they've done. They don't understand that we've got to pay tax now to keep them. They didn't smash the dole office up. Because the dole is keeping these little bastards on the streets.